All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, recently, the National Football League suspended Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon for at least 1 year due to the fact that he failed yet another substance abuse test. Now, you go back to 2013 when Gordon was suspended by the NFL for 2 games due to substance abuse. And this past season, the NFL suspended Gordon for the entire season. It was actually brought down to 10 games. And, you know, to turn right back around and have this happen again, you know, this kid simply just needs some help. You figure he had the positive alcohol test this past January. You know, you go back to July 2014, he had a DWI in Raleigh, North Carolina. And even further than that, during his time in college at Baylor, Baylor head football coach Art Briles kicked him off of the team for a failed drug test. So it was a situation, you know, this kid, he has all of the talent in the world. You're looking at a wide receiver that is 6'4", 220 pounds, has great hands, has great catching ability. He's strong and he can run. He can do everything to make him a top wide receiver in the National Football League. And we saw that in 2013 when Gordon had 87 receptions for nearly 1,700 receiving yards and 9 receiving touchdowns as he earned Pro Bowl accolades. But the bottom line is, I think it's a situation for this guy where he is simply running out of chances. In a different sport, when I see Josh Gordon, the two names that come up for me are Roy Tarpley and Michael Ray Richardson. Of course, both of these guys were former NBA players that had drug problems, and eventually they ended up out of professional basketball, or at least in the NBA. And you look at a guy like Josh Gordon, he has to sit out now for at least a year. So 2015 is a wash for him. You are not going to see him. He is still young enough and he is still talented enough. But if Gordon comes back to the National Football League in 2016, I doubt it's going to be with the Cleveland Browns, because I think both Gordon and the Browns need to get away from each other. You look at a team like the Cleveland Browns, they basically have a losing culture. You go back to 1999 when the new version of the Browns came back into the NFL. Since then, this team has only made one postseason appearance, and the Browns franchise is simply a nightmare waiting to happen. A guy like Josh Gordon just simply needs to be in a better organization with a stronger locker room and a stronger front office that are going to hold him to higher standards. And at the same time, if you are the NFL and if you are any of the other 31 teams that would potentially look at bringing in a guy like Josh Gordon to your team, it has to be a no-nonsense situation, because obviously right now, this guy does not get it. He is still young. He's like I said, he is only 23 years old, but he is running out of chances, because no team wants to instill a lot of stock in a guy that you cannot depend on Sunday afternoons, in spite of the immense on-field talent. But you have a guy that obviously cannot keep himself together off the football field and dedicate himself to the sport. So if you're Josh Gordon, hopefully the light comes on for you eventually. But the bottom line is, this guy is simply running out of chances to play football in the National Football League. Folks, I want to once again thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, please check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.